Making delicious and healthy meals in the kitchen doesn't have to be expensive or take hours to prepare. Some of us can't afford the fancy fare, the rare ingredients, but we still need to find ways to feed our families. Fortunately, low budget doesn't have to mean low flavor. It's Food Friday, and today we're talking all about saving money in the kitchen and the grocery store with the help of someone who's mastered it in her own life for her own family. Join us, 1-800-642-1234. How do you make your money stretch further in the kitchen? What's your favorite cheap and easy meal, go-to meal? And what questions do you have about keeping costs for cooking down? 1-800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lexi Rogers is a chef and mother of four who competed on season 11 of the reality cooking show Master Chef. Her new cookbook is called Break Bread on a Budget: Ordinary Ingredients, Extraordinary Meals. Lexi, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I think we're on the same page here when it comes to breaking bread on a budget. So I'm very interested in talking to you because when I got your book, I'm like, all right, this is going to be about dried beans, right? Dried beans. We're just going to talk about dried beans here. And that was far from the case. You run the gamut in your cookbook and you do it on a budget. And I'm just fascinated with it. Let's start, though, with your experience on MasterChef. The judges were amazed when you said you could feed your family on $40 a week. It was just you and your husband back then. And you've added a few more mouths since then. But how did you do it? What was your secret?
So we just took really simple items and tried to make them as flavorful as possible. Knowing what kind of, you know, ingredients pair well together really helped. We ate a lot of rice. We still eat a lot of rice, a lot of potatoes, pasta, things like that are cheap and can take up a lot of the bulk of your meal and fill you up. And then you can swap them out and make them delicious by the things that you add to that. And those ingredients don't have to cost very much either.
Yeah. What was your experience like on MasterChef? How was that for you?
It was a little bit stressful. It was a lot of bit stressful. Gordon is, you know, he can be very intimidating. I had no culinary background going onto the show, and I later found out that a decent amount of my fellow contestants had a lot more experience, whether they've traveled the world and tasted different types of cuisines or actually like went to school or grew up in restaurants themselves. So I felt a lot of pressure. I felt really out of place. I also was pregnant and didn't realize it until like the day after I got there. Oh. So that was a challenge in itself. But I had a lot of fun. I made a lot of great friends. I learned a lot about, you know, flavor and what things can pair well together. And I took that and I still apply that today in the kitchen.
You wrote in your book that you initially felt ashamed of being labeled as the poor black girl, but you've grown instead to be proud of the ingenuity you have in the kitchen. And can you take us through some of what it was like for you and your feelings around identity and cooking?
Yeah. So when you get there, you know, MasterChef is supposed to be exquisite. It's the top of the top. You're supposed to be plating really beautifully. You're supposed to be taking ingredients and elevating them. And while that is something that I tried to do minimalistically, it wasn't something that I had a ton of experience with. And I've just, you know, notice that a lot of times they'll take, you know, like black single mothers, which I'm married to, you know, my husband, Lewis, but black single mothers and people who just don't have a lot of resources, and then just kind of like make that their, you know, their title and say, okay, well, this is what we expect from you. And I wanted to be so much more than that. I wanted to show that, you know, my race didn't matter, how little or how much I had to cook with didn't matter. And that there's other people, a whole community of people who are just like me, who are able to do these same things and kind of be an inspiration to those people as well. And so I took it very seriously. I knew that this was something that they were kind of trying to, you know, force on me and label me as. And while I didn't appreciate that during the show, I realized afterwards I can use that same thing and really try to impact, you know, my community.
Chef Lexi Rogers, our guest. Her new cookbook is Break Bread on a Budget, Ordinary Ingredients and Extraordinary Meals. And while you talk about being an inspiration for others, your book also talks about your inspiration, Lexi, your auntie and your grandma. Tell us about them.
Yes. So my grandma and my aunt both live in inner city Chicago. It's where my father grew up, and I would visit them and sometimes stay with them for extended periods during the summer. And the thing that I loved the most about my grandmother was that she would cook. And before we would come over, she would ask, like, is there anything that you want to eat? And is there anything that I can get you? Random people stopped by and knew that she was making dinner and just took a plate, said hi, took a plate and went about their way. And I just thought that was so beautiful. It wasn't something that I saw a lot until I started really spending time over there. And it really inspired me, the way that she was able to take food and really simple ingredients and make something that tasted delicious, but also really brought people together. And it was really something that, you know, touched me, something that I wanted to also be able to share with other people.
Yeah, feeding as feeding others as love of others. And I think that's something my grandmother imparted to me. So, Lexi, let's get down to it then. Let's talk about how you can build a meal for a whole family on a real tight budget. And a few rules that stuck out to me. Number one, don't shop hungry. That's a bad idea. The second one, though, I think is kind of tough for me. Don't cook tired. That's not a good idea. But sometimes that can be tough. What are some of the rules of the road that you abide by?
Yes. So when I talk about not cooking tired, one of the biggest things is not just physical tired, but it's mental exhaustion. And a lot of times you take the idea of, okay, what am I going to cook today? And what am I going to eat for lunch? And then what am I going to make for my kids for tomorrow? And what are we going to pack for them? And all these things, there's so many decisions to make, so many choices. And so I like to, before the week even begins, say, okay, this is what we're going to do. These are the meals we're going to have on Monday, all the things we're going to have on Tuesday. Wednesday is going to be a leftover day. And so it just kind of takes some of that tiredness out before my week even begins. I know what that week is going to look like. My family knows what it's going to look like, and just kind of gives us a little bit more peace. And so you have a little bit more energy throughout your week.
And then, Lexi, you take that menu and you turn it into a grocery list that becomes kind of like what you're going to stick to once you get there.
Correct. Exactly. Which, again, helps save money. You get to the store and you're like, oh, I don't really know what I'm going to make for this week. You just kind of end up grabbing random items, and then you have to figure out what to turn them into. Maybe you don't have a certain ingredient, and you run back to the store to get something to make that into a meal. And you keep doing that throughout the week. And before you know it, you've spent way more than you would like to. You've traveled to the grocery store a lot more than you'd like to, which cuts into, you know, your gas budget or whatever. And you're also a lot more tired. I personally do not like to cook after I grocery shop. So whatever day is my grocery shop day, that day we're either having frozen pizza or we're having leftovers or something really simple. I don't want to touch food after that. I'll get in the kitchen the next day. But if you're running to the store all the time, it becomes difficult to do that. And so I think it's really important to have a weekly menu. I think anything longer than a week, you start to get a little bit overwhelmed, or things start to, you know, go bad in your fridge and you forget them or whatever. But, you know, a week seems to be a good amount of time for me and my family to focus on and just kind of work with that.
Lexi Rogers, our guest. She is the author of the new cookbook, Break Bread on a Budget, Ordinary Ingredients, Extraordinary Meals. And you can join us with your suggestions and how you make the dollar go further in your grocery store or once you get to the kitchen, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. What are some of the staples that you have on hand in the Rogers household, Lexi?
So we always have frozen veggies, you know, frozen broccoli, frozen peas. Sometimes if I'm really lazy, like a frozen medley is in there. We always have rice. I buy extremely large bags of rice, 10-pound bags of rice. They don't go bad. And you can put them in a lot of different things. Another staple is chicken. It's easy to freeze, easy to thaw out. It'll stay good in your freezer for about a year, almost a year. And so if you have that on hand, then you always have either a protein or a starch. Same thing with potatoes. I like to keep a lot of potatoes around. and butter. Always keep butter. I say butter is flavor, and we like to have lots of that. So I can freeze my butter as well. And when I have a little bit more, then I'll you know, put some of it towards grabbing an extra thing of butter, because it can be expensive if you're, you know, if you don't actually have that built into your budget. So I try to keep that on hand as well. And then my favorite seasoning, I'm not sponsored by these people at all, but Tony's Cajun seasoning is my favorite. I write about it in my book.
Yes, you do.
I use it in a lot of my recipes. I'm telling you, I will put that on anything, and it makes it taste amazing. So
I put it on my grocery list.
Definitely encourage you guys to invest in that.
I caught that in your book, and I appreciate that. There's another staple that you write in your book that surprised me, because it took me back to college, and I think I had so much of it in college, I haven't even thought of it as an adult. Ramen noodles.
Ramen.
Option. Yeah.
Yes. We love ramen.
How do you use it?
I use it, you know, pretty much how they tell you to cook it. Sometimes we don't actually make it with, like, in a soup. Sometimes we'll toss it in, like, soy sauce or some other kind of sauce and make it more of like a pasta kind of thing. You can add a bunch of different stuff to it, chicken, shrimp, salmon, sometimes crispy fried onions or soft boiled eggs, hard boiled eggs. I mean, so many different choices that you can add to that and just make it like a nice filling dish. And the actual packets itself are extremely cheap. The seasoning that comes with it doesn't taste bad as either. If you want to be a little more healthy, because I know there's a lot of MSG in there, you can make your own seasoning. We use chicken bouillon cubes instead of chicken broth. And so those things, I think a jar of it is like $2 in some sense, and you get like 20 plus different bouillon cubes in there, and you can grind them up however you please, chop it up with the fork. I have a mortar and pestle that I like to grind it up with, mix it with some water and some other different seasonings, and then add that to my noodles as well if I want to be a little bit healthier. But yeah, no, there's so many different choices, and we love to cook with ramen.
Yeah, it's so cheap. Break bread on a budget, ordinary ingredients, extraordinary meals, a new cookbook from our guest, Lexi Rogers. And you can join our conversation with how you make the dollar go further when you cook your meals for your family, your tips, and what's been passed down from generation to generation to you at 1-800-642-1234. Go ahead and post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue our conversation and hear from you coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're picking up our talk with Chef Lexi Rogers. She competed in the reality cooking show Master Chef, and she's with us today to talk about her low-cost cooking and her new cookbook, Break Bread on a Budget, Ordinary Ingredients, Extraordinary Meals. And we invite you to join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. We're Peggy in Cumberland standing by. Peggy, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great, thanks. What do you have for us today?
Oh, well, I was going to tell you about my mom's pour soup.
Oh.
She got the recipe from my dad's mother, who raised kids in the Depression.
Yep.
And it's really basic, and it's pretty yummy, actually. You take half a pot of water, bring it up to a good boil, and drop little bits of hamburger in it. We usually use like a pound of hamburger. Let it boil for a while till the hamburger's all cooked out. And then I always stick it in the fridge overnight, so I can skim the fat off and let the flavor set in a little. And then the next day, bring it up to boiling again, add an onion, a chopped onion, and a bunch of potatoes cut into pieces, and it's so good.
And so
gotta
affordable.
Serve it with some homemade bread, though.
Oh.
Dunk it.
Oh, nice.
Lexi, what's your thought on Ma's pour soup here?
Sounds so interesting. I've never tried that or heard of that before, but it's giving me some ideas of things that I could maybe use in my kitchen too.
My idea for you.
So thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking that Tony's Cajun seasoning would go great in that.
Right?
Exactly. And you've got a chapter in your book about soups and how to make those stretch, and the bouillon makes sense to me. What are some other tips you have for making soup stretch for the whole family?
Well, you mentioned it earlier, and I'm going to say beans.
Yeah. Thank you.
We like to use beans, and even if you don't want like the actual bean in there, you can blend it up and add it to your soup as a thickening agent, and then It gives it a little bit, you know, makes it a little heartier and makes it feel like the soup is stretching further.
Yeah, when I was on a tight budget, it was bean soup, it was bean salad. You could take vinegar and oil and take a bag of beans, soak them up, get them nice and soft, and then they could become just about anything. But they're always, for me, a really cheap protein. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that was such a small part of your book, Lexi, that I was amazed. Another part of your book is the way you use, and I mentioned vinegar before, pickling to preserve. And you've got a little bit of that in there. Tell us about how we can use pickling to save things, make them stretch, and keep them for as long as we need them.
Yeah, I mean, you can pickle almost any vegetable that you have in your fridge that's potentially going bad. It's super easy to do. I think you take one part of water, one part of vinegar, boil it together, add your veggies, and then I like to put a little bit of sugar in there as well, just because the vinegar taste could be kind of strong. Seal it up in a jar, let it sit in your fridge overnight, and you've got a snack that you can use that could have potentially been thrown away.
Lexi, you talk a lot about eggs for breakfast in your book, The Incredible Edible Egg. But most recently, I've seen The Incredibly Expensive Egg. And I was
Correct.
Wondering how you and your family's budget dealt with the recent high cost of eggs.
Yes, eggs have become a lot more expensive than they were when I was first writing this book. We have been using a lot of oatmeal for breakfast. We use a lot of homemade pancakes, which are super easy and cheap. Flour is not that expensive. Yeah. And if I do use eggs, I would like to reference the mini frittata recipe that's in the book. And I like that one because you can use the recipe exactly how I've listed it, or you can add it in whatever kind of like leftovers you have from your week in there as well. So you take scrambled egg. Sometimes like we'll have leftover turkey sausage, or if you want to put little pieces of cooked bacon in there, some leftover veggies that are going to go bad instead of pickling them, mm-hmm. you can add them to an egg batter, put it in the oven, and then you can snack on them throughout the week.
How about picky eaters? You've got three kids who are eating at home, four now, and picky eating can be difficult, but picky eating on a budget may seem downright impossible. How do you overcome those not necessarily distinguished palates, but picky ones?
Yeah. So we do eat a lot of chicken because my son and salmon, my son, those are his two favorite proteins, and he is my pickiest eater. But I found that the thing that really helps us the most is having him in the kitchen with me and cooking with me, because then he feels like it's something that he made as opposed to looking at and saying, oh, I don't know what this is. This looks gross or it smells weird. You know, if he's a part of the process and he's in there with me and not really like cutting things, but, you know, like sauteing things, flipping things around, just knows what's going on, then he seems to be a lot more inclined to eat it afterwards.
You also talk about putting a thing of pizza dough down, a little pizza sauce and some cheese, and having the kids make their own pizzas real quick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is another really great, cheap meal to make. You can make your own pizza dough with yeast packets, which are incredibly cheap, and some flour that we probably all have on hand. Or what I've been doing lately, since I'm a little bit lazy, and we talked about that mental exhaustion, don't want to tire yourselves out in the kitchen. If you go to Walmart, you can find a little thing called Pizza Buddy, and it's going to be with the Walmart brand freezer pizzas. And we take it, you thaw it out, you can roll it out, and it's just a pizza dough that's ready to go. It tastes much better, and it's much cheaper than buying, you know, the ones that come in a can and already rolled up, or the ones that are dried out and in the actual like pizza sauce section. So we've been doing that a decent amount too, and adding, you know, just some, you can get regular tomato sauce that's not necessarily pizza sauce. Walmart sells them for like 80 cents.
Yep.
And season it. I'm going to add Tony's in there again. Season it and, you know, make it taste your own and use that instead of actually buying jars of pizza sauce, which can be a little bit more expensive. Yep. And then top it with some cheese and you've got a really nice dinner that everybody in the family can make and super easy to enjoy and eat.
Lexi Rogers, our guest for Food Friday today, her new cookbook, Break Bread on a Budget, Ordinary Ingredients, Extraordinary Meals. And here's where you got me, was with the can of biscuits and the everything you can do with a can of biscuits, from donuts to monkey bread to mozzarella monkey bread. Is there anything a can of biscuits can't do, Lexi?
No, not that I've seen.
So take us through how you would take a can of biscuits and turn it into some mozzarella monkey bread.
Yeah. So it's really easy to do. You can, you know, pop the biscuits open. I like to cut each biscuit piece. You know, they're pre-separated. Cut each piece into four, flatten it out a little bit, cut a piece of mozzarella stick off, put it inside of the biscuit, seal it tight. And then I put it in a bundt dish and layer them in there. Add a little bit of melted butter as well as some Italian seasoning. Put in the oven, take it out, and then you've got pull apart mozzarella monkey bread. It's delicious.
I'm looking forward to trying that because I've done the donuts and I've done the sweet monkey bread, but the mozzarella monkey bread is now on my list, on my grocery list, on my menu. What's on the Rogers family menu for this weekend, Lexi?
Yeah, so today we are going to have some chicken Indian curry. I have some red curry paste that's in the fridge. We, you know, it's really easy to make. Just grind up some. We like to grind up some ginger as well as a little bit of a splash of lime. There's some red peppers, roasted peppers in there, and some other Indian spices. And I add that to a little bit of coconut milk. And cook my chicken in there, and then we serve it with rice on the side. And it's really delicious. My kids love it. I love it. And the leftovers taste even better the next day.
Lexi, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. It was a joy.
Lexi Rogers is a chef and mother of four who competed on season 11 of the reality cooking show Master Chef. With us today to share her new cookbook, Break Bread on a Budget, Ordinary Ingredients, Extraordinary Meals. And we encourage you and invite you to see our full slate of Food Friday guests online anytime at your leisure, along with all the recipes to boot at WPR.org/Food Friday.